Good morning to you, everybody.
Yo, wake up.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time to celebrate hump day.
I bust my hump every day.
It is Wednesday.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Halfway through the week.
Gosh, it is. Time flies, doesn't it?
Thank God it's Wednesday.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's hump day indeed. Poll question today. With the homeless and housing crisis in Northern Nevada, should we be accepting Afghan refugees? So far at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com, 86% of those participating in the poll so far say no. Yet 13.33% say yes. Got to open up the doors. Got to open up your doors to these people. And even though we've seen the pictures of who's on the planes being flown to New Jersey and to Texas, able-bodied young men, not a whole lot of women and children on those planes. Able-bodied young men. Of course, we might not see a whole lot of children on those planes since parents are literally, from the clip I played earlier for you, leaving their children behind, being separated. That's all on Joe Biden. But where's the media? Where's the media constantly protecting Joe Biden? We have it bad here right now. It's bad. But it could be worse. I mean, a Washington school is being blasted for making kids, student athletes, wear ankle monitors so they can be alerted if another player tests positive for COVID. Really? An ankle monitor, an ankle bracelet, something that we put on criminals. Most kids have cell phones. They could be alerted that way. But no, the leftists out there, Washington State, they want your children wearing ankle monitors. And I say it could be worse because guess what? In Australia, you might want to check out a few of those stories through Sky News Australia. Not going through mainstream media here, seeing how the military and law enforcement there are treating Australian citizens, beating them to the ground, pulling them out of their chairs, out of their homes, out of their cars, if they are not compliant. We will see that here. And we will see a push to remove more of our freedoms in the name of our safety. Oh, and by the way, speaking of safety, with this Delta variant that, you know, they say is going around, I would just like to remind you that there is a millionaire out there who is offering, and I mean, really, who couldn't use a little extra cash? Offering $1.2 million reward to anyone providing an isolated sample of the COVID-19 virus. What makes it the COVID-19 virus? If they still can't do that, why do you think they can identify a Delta, a Lambda? I believe Beta is going to be next, and then Gamma. They wouldn't dare use Alpha and Omega. Because this is what's going to be happening. It's the constant super strand that's coming up next. And it's all for fear. Because I can pretty much, you know, say in my heart that those variants will also have a 99.6% survival rate. unless you've been vaccinated. I wonder if they're asking the Afghan refugees if they've been vaccinated. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. Let's talk to one of my favorite callers, Gene. Gene's on the road, but he's pulled over to talk because he's got to get out of this smoke, which, Gene, I wish I could be right there with you.
Well, I found a window of clear air between around Mono Lake and the Bridgeport area that seemed to be between both the fires around the Kern River and the northern fires up here. So there is a little window of clear sky there that I'm going to try to exploit. But what can we say about the buffoonery in this White House? I haven't seen this kind of buffoonery since the debacle with Jimmy Carter, and that was a tragic event that took place in Tehran. Tried to rescue these folks, but
see, Gene, that's why I say I don't think it's buffoonery. I think this was planned to happen this way.
Well, as I told the producer who queued me up, I've had this premonition that this whole debacle, this whole haphazard withdrawal, and everything to do with it, and how unplanned that it was. Like as I said on a previous broadcast, it was like the quarterback went up to the line of scrimmage. And he looked over the defense and picked up a bullhorn and shouted out the play before the ball was snapped, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what this looks like. But I'm submitting that this was done to distract Americans from the current domestic agenda unfolding in Congress. The $3.5 trillion, the $1.5 trillion voting bill, you name it, and the southern border, where the only thing we're vetting is how much public assistance these people are going to need when they get here. That's the only vetting that they're getting, and this is all being done to distract from that.
Nancy Pelosi moved that bill forward last night, and people need to understand that this is not about infrastructure. It's the Green New Deal that they wanted passed that people wouldn't accept.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting, you know, when in the 2020 campaign, we talked about cutting emissions by 50% by 2040 or 2045. And in the last 8 months, this has all been pushed up to zero emissions, that you guys can throw your air conditioners in the trash heap, and your heaters and your cars and everything else and your way of life all have to be trash heaped by 2030, which is just 9 years out. So it's been crept forward. From 2040, we're going to get a 50% reduction to zero reduction in the next 9 years. So there's going to be some economic pain for this, and a whole lot of Americans, as far as liberals are concerned, especially elite liberals who put all this in, you're expendable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I read it. I just got back from L.A., and I just had a look around L.A., and for the first time, out and about and around L.A., I see some really unhappy people there. I think for the first time, they're sensing that they've been had and that they've been thrown under a bus. And I think that that's why this recall in California is going to be highly competitive if we don't have a lot of fraud.
Yeah, exactly. Gene, thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for paying attention. Because this infrastructure bill, which, by the way, Catherine Cortez Masto is bringing Joe Manchin to town, and they're doing a little jobs tour for this bill through Elko, Ruby Mountains, that area out there. They're going to be talking about mining and all that stuff. You know, I would love to go to this, you know, go to these different stops they're making as they plug the infrastructure bill and ask them, well, how does this benefit all this amnesty? How does that benefit the American worker? Yeah, I would encourage you to go too, but you can't. Because the public is not allowed at these different sites where they're going to be. So you don't even have access to your elected representatives now. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Cindy this morning. Hi, Cindy. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Monica. Just wanted to check in with you real quickly. I'm over here at the King Buffet for this week's conservative talk lunch. I'll give you a brief overview of what happened at the Washoe County Commission yesterday, as well as ask for our citizenry to join us tomorrow in going to the Washoe County Health District meeting tomorrow.
Take it away.
So Okay. yesterday, we continued. There were four of us who appeared and gave public comment. And, of course, we give our repeated request, as we do every commission, asking them to end the public health emergency. And, of course, it falls on deaf ears. So we continue to do that. But more importantly, my friend and I were in the ladies' room when the district attorney who was attending the meeting asked us if we had gone to the health district board. And we told her, oh, yes, ma'am, we have. So it fell on her ears. So I would invite everybody who can, please join us at the Washoe County Commission Chambers, where the health district meeting will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Kevin Dick, of course, is the health officer, who is the one who's holding sway over these COVID restrictions and the narrative being driven by the governor. So we need more than four people to suit up and show up and speak up.
And what else is on tap? I got 30 seconds for you.
That's it. Basically, we're going to continue to ask for an end to the public health emergency and to stop this abuse of power that the governor's been operating under NRS 414. He has administrative authority to administer to an emergency, and we're no longer in an emergency. So we need people to start showing up and speaking to these people who are holding sway over our constitutional rights.
Can people still come down to the conservative talk lunch?
Yes. Yes, well, it looks like we've got, we've got quite a few seats open, and absolutely, King Buffet.
And it starts at 11:30, so you've still got time to get there. I would
absolutely
highly recommend it.
Yes. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Cindy, for all you and your team do. Appreciate it. NVGrassroots.com, the Republican Women of Reno. There are all kinds of ways that you can get involved. You just have to do it.
This is not headline news. Director Tim Burton turned 63 today. No doubt he'll blow out candles on some weird misshapen cake. Billy Ray Cyrus turned 60 today. Billy says he's not looking forward to having an achy breaky prostate. Angelina Jolie recently opened an Instagram account. And sure enough, she's already stealing followers from Jennifer Aniston. Apple delayed an office return until 2022. Except the kids making the Apple products in China, they still have to show up. And the pumpkin spice latte has returned to Starbucks earlier than ever. And so have basic white women. This is not headline news.
Imagine seeing some clear blue sky. You got to get out of town to actually check that out. But you can take the Monica J Show with you anywhere and everywhere with all of our apps. You can listen online, you can stream the show live, or you can just listen to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Like I said, it is it's chaos, but boy, the Trump team is still really on the ball.
America is back.
Highest inflation rate in the U.S.
The southern border is collapsing.
The steady climb of COVID infections.
We amplify our power. We summon new strength.
This is a recruitment ad.
We'd be embarrassed.
Diplomacy is back.
Now the Taliban are back.
Kabul is not in an imminent threat environment.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
They own the whole country now, the Taliban.
The Taliban are now in complete control of Afghanistan.
How did President Biden get this so wrong?
Well, first of all, the mission hasn't failed yet.
If this is a failure, what does failure look like
exactly? Biden, you destroyed not Afghanistan, but the world!
I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnate. Do I bear responsibility? Zero responsibility.
China is ready for friendly relations with the Taliban.
Hold on, everybody.
We have to ask the Taliban for permission for American citizens to leave. True or not true?
They are in control.
I can't think of anyone better to
lead them. I thank the Trump team for putting those together for us. Just a little sample of what's really going on. It's just incredible that people can't see where we're headed. Let's head to 884-9910, the talk and text line. Check in with Barney this morning. Wants to talk about the jab. Hey, Barney, what's on your mind?
Well, hi, Monica. How are you?
Doing fabulous. What's up?
Hey, I've got a conspiracy theory. You know, all of the politicians are pushing the jab.
Mm-hmm.
And my conspiracy theory is, how many of those jabs that they are receiving are no more than just saline?
You know, I would just probably, I want to give them a little bit more benefit of the doubt. I would say something a little bit more positive, like B12 shots.
Yeah, or whatever, anything but the vaccines, supposed vaccines.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I would say the exact same thing.
Sure. And, you know, here they're pushing it. The doctors are pushing it because the fear of them getting their license revoked. And I would say probably in the medical profession, it's running rampant, too. They're getting the same thing.
Yeah. And that's why doctors and nurses are taking off their little name tags, throwing them to the ground and walking out. It's not like we already didn't have a shortage of, you know, nurses and everything like that. And now they are literally being forced out. But I'm glad they're standing, you know, strong and doing that.
Sure, you bet. The other thing I just wanted to bring up real quick, as a veteran that was in Vietnam, this whole Biden debacle in Afghanistan is repulsive.
Yeah.
We were taught when I was going through basic that you never, never leave American citizens on foreign ground.
And that, and Barney, that's what it is, just so sickening and disgusting, because ever since Biden was, you know, supposedly sworn in, you know, they've known that Trump made a deal with the Taliban, you know, and showed force. As soon as our enemies saw the weakness behind this man, and I'm not talking about frailty, I'm talking about the weakness, they knew that they had control. They knew they had the upper hand. I mean, why weren't American citizens pulled out months and months and months ago?
Yeah, not only in Afghanistan, but look what China is doing now. China is really, really putting the pressure on because they see the weakness. Russia is doing the same thing.
And so is Iran.
Putin is sitting there laughing at him.
Yeah, it's the trifecta. It's the triple threat that we, in George Washington's time, you know, he was told one nation would turn against us. Second one would be two nations. Third one would be three nations.
Yep.
We're going to win this, though, in the end. We have to put up with a lot before we actually get there. Barney, thank you so much for calling into 99.1 FM Talk today. Appreciate your time and just appreciate you in general. Barney Wadley there with Nevada Patriots. You know, it's sad that we have worked so hard to awaken the sheep. And if you're not understanding what's going on at this point, I don't know if you will be until you actually see the fighting. Now it's time to awaken the lions out there. Those who are the lions, start protecting your pride. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Some things going on around us nationally that we are going to see right here in Nevada. Democrats are eliminating Adam Kinzinger's congressional district from Illinois. Remember, Democrats are redistricting not just here in Nevada, but everywhere. People have asked me, well, what if the Senate seat that you're running for in Nevada, what if that's redistricted and, you know, taken away altogether? Well, then I'll be running for the assembly. It doesn't matter to me. I will protect Nevada. I will protect citizens. Because this is just ridiculous. So here we go. I love this. Got to let you know what's going on. The FBI just raided Detroit City Hall and homes of council members, more than 100 politicians, union bosses, and police officers have been charged with corruption in Michigan's Eastern District. Wow. Wow. You know, there are some good guys still working out there. We just have to support them. And unfortunately, things take a lot longer to happen than we would like them. I want to see that be a lead story here in Nevada. Election officials, politicians, union bosses. But will we ever? We might. People are waking up. Let's go back to the talk and text line on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mike wants to talk about the election. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Monica?
Fabulous. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that, you know, when you look at what Biden has done, I mean, everything he's done since he's been president over the last 7 months, it looks terrible. I mean, it looks upside down. Unless you're looking from the eyes of the Chinese chairman, Chai, I guess his name is, if you're looking from his eyes, it looks perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, this is exactly what they wanted. What's going on?
Well, you know, if you watch Mike Lindell and his all of his research and things, he showed how the IP addresses that came in and reached into our voting machines, they came from China. And they were manipulated by China. This sounds really outlandish, but that's really what happened when you look at the facts of it. So China was involved in our election. They put Biden in. And Biden was paid off before that. We look at the laptop. Look at Hunter Biden. Look at all the billions that they received from China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's the perfect man to take that because – he's been corrupt his whole life.
And he's still taking it. You know,
he's still taking it.
Who in their right mind would pay $500,000 for, you know, something coming out of his son's nose sprayed onto a canvas? You know, it just.
Right.
It's ridiculous that they actually think that we believe this. It really is.
So when you look at the airbase, Bagram Air Base being
Bagram,
closed
yeah.
down first,
yeah.
and you look at the military being pulled out first, and people are going, that sounds ass backwards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, it is, if you're looking at it from an American standpoint, you know, through their eyes, but if you're looking at it through the Chinese, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And it was well orchestrated.
That's why when, you know, a previous caller was on, I said that this is a planned event, Mike, and I am so glad that you're watching it and you understand what's going on because more
keep the
people
powder dry.
Exactly. Because
yeah.
You know what, Mike? I hate to say this. I really do. It makes me nauseous. but I have a feeling we're going to see fighting here at home in the future. May not be this year, may not be next year, but like you said, keep the powder dry. Thank you, Mike, for calling in.
I just hope the sheriffs are on our side.
Boy, I sure hope so. I sure hope so, because we're going to need our sheriffs and our law enforcement more than ever. Because
they're going to need us.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, thank you so much for calling 99.1 FM Talk today. Something else that I want to talk about. Our men and women in the military, you know, this is something that we need to understand and go deeper into who's being helped and who's not being helped. I received an email from a veteran, and it was rather disappointing to think that someone who served this country is going through this. Dear Monica, as someone who is supportive of veterans, I thought I would pass this info on to you. This just happened to me. I need to have a GI procedure that our local VA doesn't do. The only local office, GI Consultants, that does perform the procedure, it's a RFA, radio frequency ablation, will not accept referrals from the VA. I couldn't find out if it was because of too much paperwork or a reimbursement issue, but the end result is the same. I will have to take more time off work and somehow get to Palo Alto for 2 days to get it or risk cancer. Boy, I tell you, I sure am glad that I volunteered to put on a uniform and get shipped overseas to defend their freedom so they could give me the middle finger. So much for all that crap we heard about the VA being fixed. FYI, I'm no hero. None of my medals were for valor. Just an honorably discharged veteran who feels I'd be better off getting a flight to Tijuana and turning myself into ICE as an illegal so I could get my health care for free. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is happening to this country. Kurt, I want to apologize on behalf of the American people, but I can only speak for myself, and I think that's horrendous of what you're going through. Not only for the fact that, you know, why doesn't our local VA, which is one of the best hospitals in the country for our vets, why do they need to send people out for this? I know they can only do so much, but this is not something that, I don't know. What's up with GI Consultants? Because I thought you were supposed, I thought we had some rule now or some new thing put in place that you were able to go to other places. So why aren't they doing it? We'll have to do a little digging into that. We just have to do what we can. It's an uphill battle. It truly is. But I want to put a smile on somebody's face right now. So caller number five, Mangiatutto, $25 gift card, and a $25 gift card to Bank Saloon. So $50 prize today. 884-9910 for calling into the Monica J Show and just, well, being you, because I appreciate you being here. I can't do this without you. All of the texts that you send me, the emails, the incidences, that you have to put up with, I appreciate it. So good luck. Caller number five. I'm going to wrap up the show in the next segment. The FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine today. This is something that somebody sent me. Allow me to introduce you to former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. He now sits on the board of Pfizer. He is also a paid medical expert of the mainstream media. That's why you might have recognized the name. As a Pfizer board member, it is Scott Gottlieb's fiduciary duty to maximize Pfizer's profits. And I think that's interesting because a gentleman put this together. And you do have to be thankful for some social media out there because it's a way of getting the word out.
The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which owns Pfizer, the one who makes the injection against the virus, which was started in the biological laboratory in Wuhan, which was funded by Dr. Fauci, the one who promotes the injection on the world stage. GlaxoSmithKline is managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which manages the finances of the Open Foundation Group, the Soros Foundation, which manages the French AXA Group. Soros owns the German company Winterthur, which built a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Allianz, which coincidentally has Vanguard as a shareholder, who is a shareholder itself of BlackRock, which controls the central banks and manages a third of global investment capital. BlackRock is also coincidentally the major shareholder of Microsoft, owned by the eugenicist himself, Bill Gates, who coincidentally is the shareholder of BioNTech and Pfizer, which...
Yeah. You know that old saying? Just follow the money. Just follow the money. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We have to remember our veterans and we have to pray for those newly created that will become veterans who are fighting right now in Afghanistan. And trust me, there will be fighting. We're getting messages from inside. This is coming from actually Representative Carol Miller on Twitter. Yeah, I still follow Twitter. We just received this audio from an incredibly brave American in Kabul. She was attacked each time she tried to reach the airport. Despite the danger to herself, she wants us to share this. We must guarantee the safety of Americans and our allies before it's too late. She sent out the message, I have no hope of seeing, and it's blacked out, again. I may not hold them again. They're going door to door looking for individuals who worked with the U.S. military, Afghan military, law enforcement, foreigners, high-rank Afghans, families of people who helped our U.S. troops. We knew they would be going door to door, even though Biden and his mouthpiece, Psaki, keep saying, oh, no, we're going to get, you know, those people out. No, no. They're lying straight to the American people. A Democrat and a Republican flew secretly to Afghanistan because they didn't want to disrupt things. They are flat out saying Americans will be left behind. Our men and women, our troops, they say, no, we don't leave people behind. So this will be fighting in the long run with the Taliban. just curious at what the cost is going to be. As we wrap up the show today, again, it all circles back to Biden, the Chinese, California, maybe? Six California companies convicted of scheming to avoid $1.8 billion in customs duties on China imports. Yeah. Six California companies. Why do you think California is so protected and fought over for the Democrats? You have to understand what's going on worldwide affects us right here in Nevada. And I've been trying to warn you of this for months to get you to prepare. And Frankie, stop buying all those chips and everything like that. I want to see canned cases of canned food in your homes. Largest U.S. food distributor having trouble keeping shelves stocked. Price shock is imminent. This is coming out of Zero Hedge, actually last night as I was reading it. I mean, we've seen what happens when people think that there's going to be a shortage of toilet paper. Well, guess what? It's going to be a lot more serious than just toilet paper. According to Bloomberg, some of the U.S. largest food distributors are reporting difficulties in fulfilling orders as a lack of workers weighs on the supply chain. Take distribution giant Sysco, North America's largest wholesale food distributor, which is turning away customers in some areas where demand is exceeding capacity. Worst of all, food inflation is about to soar. The company said prices for key goods such as chicken, pork, and paper products are taking packaging or takeout packaging are climbing amid tight supplies. I thought it was very interesting. Just, you know, I've hit it a couple times. I know I put on the COVID, used to be 15. Now it's the COVID 40. Went to Del Taco twice just this month. None of their packaging, whether it's French fries, the burger I got, or the bag that it came in, said Del Taco. They're having supply issues. Look at a lot of the restaurants. Oh, we don't have that on the menu. We can't get it right now. I was at my favorite pet store, Paws, by the house. Oh, yeah, our distributor said that shelves are looking a little empty. It's coming. And I hope you're prepared. Because your safety and well-being is my only concern. Whether it be from the vaccine or from what's to come on the streets of this country. Be safe. And know that he loves you, I love you, and we will conquer all.